In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us.
Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgives you all your sin. As a called, ordained servant of Christ, and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us chant the Introit for All Saints' Day.
These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. For you are my rock and my fortress. And for your name's sake, you lead me and guide me. Into your hands I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. Glory be to the Father and to the Son. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. everlasting God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints and all virtuous and godly living that, together with them, we may come to the unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. You may be seated. The first reading for the Feast of All Saints is from the Revelation to St. John, chapter 7. After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall no longer hunger, neither thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant Psalm 149, whole verse by whole verse, responsibly.
Praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. His praise in the assembly of the godly.
Is from 1 John chapter 3. given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the Alleluia hymn verse.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Time we take our pledge card, stand firm in one spirit, fill that out, and we present it at the altar to be received as your pledge for the year as we sing hymn 677, verses 4 through 6. You may be seated. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A happy and blessed All Saints Day to all of you. This is the time of the church year where we take a minute and look back on all the saints that have departed from our midst since last November, and possibly even beyond that. We all have someone in mind. A mother, a father, maybe a cousin, aunt, uncle, grandparents, a dear friend, or maybe just a fellow Christian that you didn't know quite well. When someone passes, we begin to ask questions. Why did it happen? What happens now? The one that some will ask is, are they in heaven? Death has a way of making us ask that essential question and apply it to ourselves as well. Will I make it into heaven? Today, Jesus tells us who will make it into heaven and to whom the kingdom of heaven belongs to. Our gospel text today is the opening to the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus lists off the 9 Beatitudes. Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." So we have, from the mouth of the Son of God, all these blessings that you will receive if you do certain things, if you embody these Beatitudes. Be poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is yours. Be meek, the earth is yours. Do you hunger and thirst for righteousness? You shall be fed. We could go on. Notice that some of these rewards include the kingdom of heaven. It looks like we have an answer to the question that we asked earlier. If we want to go to heaven, we must do these things. Seems easy enough. Some might say, sure, I'm a peacemaker. I keep the peace wherever I go. Or, I'm real poor in spirit, give me the kingdom. Or, I'm reviled everywhere I go, bless me. We feel the urge to fulfill or embody these Beatitudes. Our natural man wants us to feel as though we are commanded to be these things. But we can't do what's being implied. We try. We try to be peacemakers. We try to be poor in spirit. We try to be merciful. But because of our sinful nature, we cannot perfectly be any of these things. We try, we make peace with someone, and sometimes we do, but we are still in conflict with others around us, and more importantly, we have no peace between us and God the Father. We try to be merciful to some, but to others, we exact exactly what we think they are owed. We try to be poor in spirit, but we let that poverty drive us to attain everything around us. So we fail. And because we fail, we do not receive any of these blessings that come with the Beatitudes. No comfort, no mercy, no satisfaction. Jesus is asking us to do the impossible, and we cannot do it. We cannot look forward to any reward here on earth or in heaven, because those rewards will not be for us. Only a perfect man could embody the Beatitudes. a man whose nature is not tainted by sin, a man who does not let the old Adam, and rather does not have the old Adam, drag him down. If there was such a man, he would have all these blessings while the rest of us fail and perish. Jesus was such a man born without sin, a man who embodies all of these things. And we see him do that. We see him embody the Beatitudes throughout his gospel ministry. We watch him be poor in spirit as he gives up everything for his mission here on earth and for his Father in heaven. We watch him mourn over the death of Lazarus. We watch him meekly go to his crucifixion as though he was a lamb to the slaughter. He hungers and thirsts for righteousness as he throws out merchants in the temple. We watch him be merciful on paralytics, the demon-possessed, and the lepers. He was born without sin and is pure of heart. Christ was persecuted for righteousness' sake. His life threatened numerous times to the point that he gave up his life for it. He was reviled and slandered against, and he who was without sin took the punishment that sin brings. Because he is all those things, these rewards that belong to those who embody these Beatitudes are his. His is the kingdom of heaven. His is the comfort, and his is the earth. They're all his. But Jesus was not just a perfect man. He was also God. A person of the Trinity who came down from heaven and became incarnate by the Holy Spirit through the Virgin Mary and became man while remaining to be God. In doing so, his death and resurrection on the cross doesn't cover the sins of just one person. His death atones for the sins of the whole world. God's wrath is poured out on him, and instead of getting what we deserve, because we cannot embody these Beatitudes, our sins are forgiven. Now you might say, well, it doesn't change that I cannot be poor in spirit, or meek, or abounding in mercy. I still cannot attain those rewards and blessings. I try every day without any success. I fail. And you'd be right. But there is a reason why we emphasize the divinity of Christ. If he was just a perfect man, his rewards, his blessings, and the forgiveness of sins would only be good for one person, him. But because he is divine, he can give away the forgiveness of sins that he has won on the cross and all the merits that he has for embodying the Beatitudes perfectly. And he can give them away to everyone. His righteousness is our righteousness. His peace, our peace. Jesus embodies the Beatitude, blessed are the peacemakers, because of what Jesus did in his suffering, death, and resurrection. In all that, he has made peace between us and the Father. Talk about a peacemaker, right? What was once enmity and strife has been washed away in the blood of Jesus. He is the peacemaker. And what happens to peacemakers according to our Beatitudes? They shall be called sons of God. So, what happens when Jesus gives us the reward he earned for us on the cross by becoming a peacemaker? We become sons and daughters of God. All the things that Jesus did are attributed to us now. We are poor in spirit because we see how spiritually bankrupt we are, and we are given a treasure beyond any kind of worth, the kingdom of heaven. We mourn rightly now over our sins, and we are comforted through the word and through the sacraments. We hunger and thirst for righteousness, and we are satisfied by Christ's suffering and death, and the promise of a new heaven and a new earth. We pray for mercy and receive that mercy through Christ. In the waters of our baptism, our hearts are made pure, and those of pure heart will see God on the last day. All these things were achieved by Christ and given to us. We do not do a single thing to inherit the kingdom of God. And that just goes to show what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. Beloved, we are God's children now. And what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. All who put their faith and hope in Jesus Christ will not only receive His merits now, but will receive something even greater in death and on the last day. When Christ returns the same way that He left out of the clouds, we will be like Him. We shall become as He is. And what is He? Perfect. We will be perfect. And this is the hope for you, dear Christian. This is the hope for all Christians who have faith, including those saints we might be thinking about right now. That mother, that father, that sibling, friend, grandmother, grandfather, aunts, uncles, and all others we're thinking about today. We asked at the very beginning, are they in heaven, and will I get into heaven? Well, the answer for all who put their sole trust in Jesus Christ alone is a resounding yes. And those who have gone on before us do not have to wait till the last day to receive perfection in peace. Right now, though their bodies are in the ground waiting to be reunited with the soul on the last day, their soul is in the arms of Jesus. They have perfect peace. No longer do they suffer any infirmities of body and mind because of our fall into sin. No longer does the devil torture their consciences, and no longer does the world persecute them for their faith. They have left this valley of sorrow and entered into the kingdom of heaven. And we know how good they must be feeling right at this moment. No longer do they cry or hunger. They have received perfect peace, or in the presence of God in the fullness of His glory. And we will be one day with them. St. John gives us a view of what that day looks like. He says, "After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.' Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, 'Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?' I said to him, 'Sir, you know.' And he said to me, 'These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.'" Right now, we are in the Great Tribulation. We have been in the Great Tribulation since the death and resurrection and ascension of Christ. The world has seen countless wars and famines, and the persecution of the church has gone on ever since. Christians in all ages and places have experienced these trials, sufferings, and tribulations. But every single one of them that held fast to the faith and hope in Christ Jesus has made it through the Great Tribulation. They made it because they washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb that is Christ. And there is so much reference to baptism here. The white robes that Jesus puts on us in our baptism as at birth or as an adult are the same ones that we will be wearing in eternity. Those robes that you and all Christians receive in their baptism will sustain you from this life all the way through the next and forever. And St. John says that because of these robes that they, the saints, are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple, and He who sits on the throne will shelter them with His presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Think back on that dear Christian again. Think back on the life that they lived before they went home with the Lord. Perhaps it was one of joy, or perhaps it was one of suffering. No matter what life they lived in the grace of God, they are now in the arms of Christ. No longer do they thirst or hunger. No longer do they feel the sting of sin on their minds and bodies. God has wiped away every tear from their eyes. They have received the rewards of Christ and now have true peace. And one day, we will join them in that same place. Until then, we continue our journey here and are sustained by our baptism and by the hand of our Lord Jesus Christ as he feeds us his body and his blood for the forgiveness of sins. We are tempted to mourn and feel a deep pain that death has left in its wake. And let us mourn indeed, because, as the Beatitude goes, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall receive comfort. And we do, for the Lord looks down on us and blesses us in our mourning. He sees us and reminds us that we too will one day be with all the saints that have gone on before us. That one day he will wipe away every tear from our eyes, and when he does, we will no longer see him with this blurry image from weeping anymore, but we will see him as he is, and be just like him for all eternity. And we will receive a crown of glory that will never fade away. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding guard your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ, unto life everlasting. Amen.
Continue page 158. We stand to confess the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please take the litany for All Saints Sunday and persecuted church. The congregation responds in a bold-faced response.
O Lord, we give you thanks for all the saints who rest from their labors. Grant us to remember them with thanksgiving and joy, even as we look forward to seeing them again at the throne of the Lamb. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, standing with those of every tribe and nation before the throne and before the Lamb, we rejoice and cry out, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. To him be the glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the millions of Christians and others who have been displaced by violence, care for them. Help them to find a place of refuge and provide for their needs. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the Christians who have been imprisoned for their faith, for their families, strengthen them, protect them, give them courage to be a light in the places of their imprisonment. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
That secret Christians would know that they are not alone. And for secret believer parents, give them wisdom as they teach their children about Jesus. Encourage them. Be their wisdom and their guide. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For Christians whose loved ones have been killed or abducted, for widows and the fatherless, hold them in your loving, comforting arms. Give them the comfort that only you can give. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For protection for believers in areas where Islam or Buddhism are the primary faiths, and that God would shield believers who are targeted by extremist groups. Be their shield and their defender. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For hope and healing for new Christians who have been rejected by their families and expelled from their communities. Help them to find a family among your people in the church. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those who persecute your children, O Lord, may they learn to know you, turn from their ways, and become bold servants of your kingdom. Grant them courageous faith by the work of your Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father of us all, we pray that you would give healing, comfort, help, and perseverance to these your people. As they walk through the valley of the shadow, be their shepherd. Refresh, guide, and carry these courageous believers, and grant them your peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, we thank you that you bless us with the pure gospel of Christ Jesus. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church as we enter this new year to faithfully proclaim the gospel of peace in Christ. And we ask that you bless Pastor Jason Grove and his wife Emily as they serve you in Belize. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, watch over our households and each of us in our daily vocations. Remove all worry from us and give us a steadfast faith as we serve you each day. This week, bless those who celebrate their baptism and birthday, Jesse Douglas, David Matheson and Rose Migas, Randy Bank, Tanner Sendelbach and Paige Trumbo, Jim Randall, Frank Richards and Diana Fisher, Zoe Hartman, David Keating, Alex Laffin and Kelly Peters, Steve Butte and Karen Ladisaw, and bless Jerry and Charlene German, Wei and Long Jong as they celebrate their anniversaries. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of all power and might, bless our president, our Congress, our governor, and those who serve, administer, and judge our laws. May they serve with honor and dignity. Bring peace to the Ukraine, Palestine, Israel, and Syria. And bless Calvin, Eli, Alex, Mike, Gabe, and Daniel as they serve in the military. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless those who mourn. Be with the Sendelbach family as they mourn the death of Raymond Sendelbach, whom you received into heaven. May they rejoice in the midst of mourning to know that in Christ, the resurrection and the life. He has life and they have life in Jesus. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Strengthen those who are in need of healing and strength. Jane McConnell, Larry Miller, Jim Randall, Brian Maluski, Sally McNeil, John Eisenbaum, Pastor Lee Hagen, Mike Knox, Betty Tinney, Ember Ward, all who are in need of healing and strength. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, bless us with righteousness in Christ Jesus. We receive his body and blood to sustain our bodies and souls. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
This time we will now gather the offerings, and as we do, please take the ritual friendship pad at the end of the pew, fill out the sheet, tear the sheet out, and put it in the basket in the narthex. You may be seated for the offerings.
Canticle, page 159, we stand to sing. Thanks for all believers who died and gone to be with the Lord, members of our congregation and families, and also those who've been martyred for the Christian faith all around the world. We toll the bells in their remembrance. Barbara Stevenson. Asa Walker. Johnny Jones. Candy Darmody. Peter Bruckner. Raymond Sendelbach. Mary Stephen Ernst. Pastor Sylvester Okechu. Pastor Ezekiel Gama. Daniel Mwanti. Amos Uragov. David Majiko. Jude Jacob. And all the saints among our family and friends who've died and gone be with the Lord this past year. These are the ones going through the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. All praise be to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen. Service of Sacrament, page 160. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, in the communion of all your saints, gathered into the one body of your Son. You've surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses that we, encouraged by their faith and strengthened by their fellowship, may run with perseverance the race that is set before us. And together with them, to receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior.
with repentance, joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Pardon.
And
of
God,
amen.
Take away
the sin of the
164, we stand to sing. Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.